This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL lunch.
Cook you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
I'll put him out there one-on-one with 95% of the offensive guards in the league, and they can't block him. Travis Jones is getting ready to be one of the best interior rushers in the game. Last year when he was healthy, he was one of the best interior rushers in the game. The film doesn't lie, nor do the respect he has from the other teams.
Zach Orr talking about Travis Jones. Arthur Jones is on my mind from earlier. Travis Jones out of UConn came into the league with the scouts really high on him. And, Vinny, this is a year that he can make some money.
Yeah, he's got a chance to really make some money. Travis, like you said, Bruce, he came out of UConn, 34 and a quarter arm. So he's got extremely long arms, 10 and a quarter hands, big hands. He was a junior when he came out. He wore jersey 57 at UConn. 6'4", 3 and a quarter, ran 4.92, 28 and a half vertical. Now, his first first team All-State in New Haven, Connecticut. In 2018, he started 10 games. Had 55 tackles, 5.5 tackles for loss, a half a sack. 2019, saw action in all 12 games, had 40 tackles, 3.5 sacks. 2021, 48 tackles, 4.5 sacks. And in 2022, COVID, no games. Strengths, size, speed, length. He's quick off the snap, shows power on the bull rush, quick hands punch into O-line in pass. Powerful, strong hands, good push-pull, flashes ability to swim and beat the offensive guard and make play. He can stack a double team, flashes initial quickness off the ball, flashes slap move, rushing. Shows his 4.92 in chase. Adequate length with big hands. Wide body. Has play strength to press and stabilize when setting an edge. Gap control potential in the middle of the defenses. He possesses potential to elevate his game. Flashes power to push through. Attempt to seal him. Centers will require help to block him. Weaknesses, must use hands on pass rush better. Not quick-footed, not quick off the snap. Must keep shoulders square. Will catch off the ball some. Gets too high. Must extend arm consistently. Not explosive off the snap. Must stay low. Likes to stand up. Not quick change of direction. Takes plays off. Not twitchy off the ball in the block. Fails to generate early control with hand quicks. Room for improvement with pad level and hand use. Hands, feet aren't synced up. with enough quicks to unlock the edge as a rusher. In summary, I said, this kid's a nose tackle with size and power. He's raw and inconsistent in his techniques. He flashes some pass rush ability to win quickly, but not consistent. I saw his 4.92 in chase. This is a kid that will get better with coaching, going on some impressive flashes.
And that was at the combine, right? His rookie year? Is that where you made those observations?
No, this was watching his film.
Okay, okay.
While he was at UConn. And the thing that he did was, and the stuff that I liked about him was, see, the thing, UConn sucked. I mean, they were horrible.
Yeah.
So he had to play every snap.
Right.
And so he's playing 60, 70 snaps a game. So you're going to, you got to take some snaps off. And that was some of the things there. And when you get tired, what do? You stand up. So, and I liked his flashes because he flashed stuff that got you excited about the things that he could become. And I think we're seeing that with Baltimore. I think we're seeing him get better. And when I saw him at OTAs and minicamp, you know, last week or a couple weeks ago now, he looks like he's chiseled his body better, you know, and he's got quickness, you know, kind of like Chuck Smith was talking about with him, because he's got powerful hands and he's got some initial quickness, you know, and he can get off the ball. I mean, he's improved all those things. And we said with coaching, he's getting good coaching. And now, you know, working with Chuck also, working with that, with the pass rush.
Right.
And we saw with Matabike what happened.
Yes.
You know, and has Travis Jones had a ton of... Travis Jones was one of the best players last year at the beginning of the season. Once he got the high ankle sprain, he was playing on one leg and he couldn't push off.
Right.
But, I mean, he could stack a double team. You know, and
with the departure of Pierce, that's really important, isn't it?
Yeah, that'll be that's a big part of it, you know, with Pierce being gone, with him and Matabike in there starting. And I think the thing that Travis Jones needs to do is when they go to nickel and dime, that he gets to stay in, you know. And I think that would be big, because he can overpower a lot of those people, and he's got initial quicks where he could beat people, and he can bull rush. And like I was saying earlier, I mean, he was playing really good at the beginning of the season. And then he got hurt, you know, which kind of screwed him up because, you know, I mean, being a big guy like he is, and what does he do? A lot of his job in the run game is taken too. And what does that mean? That means, like, normally, like, the center and guard got to try to block him. But what they're doing is they're comboing up onto the linebacker. And if he takes two, then they can't combo up, then Roquan's running free and making 150 tackles.
That is exactly what Goose used to do for Ray Lewis.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about it. So I really like Travis's potential. He stays healthy. I mean, what did he have? 2.5 sacks? No, I think he didn't have a lot of sacks. But if he can have 5-plus sacks, stay healthy, and have, you know, 40 or 50 tackles, or 40 tackles, he's going to get paid a lot of money, and I don't know if the Ravens are going to be able to afford him.
Probably not. You know, when you look at
their... paying Matabike a ton of money.
That's what I mean.
You know, and Hamilton's going to get paid a ton of money. Yep. Linderbaum's going to get paid a lot of money. Lamar's going to get paid a lot of money.
So he's fifth in line at best.
Ideally, what you'd like to do is get him done now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, kind of like they did with Bate.
Sure.
You know, and you get a better, cheaper deal now because really hadn't done it yet. You know, because if he were to get 8 sacks, forget it.
He's gone.
Yeah, he's gone. And I think he 25 years old?
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's got a lot of big time potential and stuff ahead of him.
Getting back to what you were saying about maybe not being able to afford him and bring him back, it reminds me, this was years ago, I think it was before you were in town, you're probably still with the Redskins, and the Ravens had a tackle named Tony Paschos.
Yeah, I remember Tony.
Okay.
Illinois, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Phil Savage was the chief scout. He called him my big fat Greek tackle, you know, when he brought him in. But he played here a couple years. He was okay. But Jacksonville offered him $20 million. And he went in to see Ozzy. And Ozzy says, man, I'm thrilled for you that they think you're worth $20 million. He said, the problem is you're not worth that to me. And then he explained the cap and he had to go. But you got to make those decisions just about every year, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, look at McCary.
Yeah.
They made it this past year.
Yeah.
With McCary. And, you know, and you can't afford it. Hey, you know what? And, you know, another good one is Ed Oliver.
Yes.
Or Josh the tight
Oliver,
end.
Yeah,
Josh
yeah.
Oliver. And he just got paid again. Even more money. So, you know, I mean, good for him. And Ben Powers, same thing. You know, I mean, that the Ravens, they get some of these slobber knockers, you know, old linemen. Like Ben Powers, he was awful. You know, what happens is, and I was talking with Munkin about it, is the Ravens, they end up developing, and the guy turns into a player like year three or year four, right when they were getting ready to be free agents, and they can't afford him, and then they're gone. You know, because you got Bredesen, Ben Powers. You know, a lot of these guys have done that.
They have. They have.
Well, who's the center?
Bozeman.
No, well, Bozeman too. But, no, the one that went to Tampa was a Pro Bowler.
Oh, the red hair guy.
Yes.
All he wanted to do was fight.
Yes.
Yeah. It was Jensen.
Jensen,
yes.
Yes. Yes. Jensen made a fortune.
He did. He got big.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's tell you what else? All these Ravens dudes, you know.
Jensen got a ring, too. Jensen was on that Super Bowl team with Brady and Gronk. So, hey,
yep.
Tip your cap, right? All right, coming up, we're going to go around the AL East. And the big story in the AL East right now is the Toronto Blue Jays and what they've been able to do. That's coming up next on the Vinny and Haney Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto.
A closer look at the AL East with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Just the second time in franchise history they've been perfect on a homestand, undefeated on a homestand of seven or more. A 3-2 win for the Blue Jays. And overall, they have run their winning streak to eight.
Eight in a row. They lead the American League East by three games. The Yankees are playing so poorly that they have moved into a second or third, depending on how you look at it, place tie with Tampa Bay now. At 49 and 41. We touched upon this earlier, Vinny, but Toronto for years has had a good roster. Mm-hmm. In this offseason, they spent a lot of money on two young players and really made a statement with those two. And my question is, and I asked this earlier about one of these writers, was Toronto inevitable? I mean, with all these moves they were making, at some point, were they going to get over the hump? And is this it, I wonder?
Well, can they withstand it? You know, we're still early, you know, and will they go on, like, have a month like the Yankees have been having?
Yeah. And if they do have it, can they recover from that?
Right.
But Toronto has been a mystery to me for a couple of years. I mean, they spent way too much money to be that bad. Kevin Gausman is in their rotation, you know, pitching rotation. Remember Kevin Gausman from the Orioles?
Yeah.
They're pretty loaded. And now they lead the division by three. The Yankees have been faltering, as we said, Vinny, but the intriguing thing about the American League East to me is what it always is, and that is how Tampa Bay manages to figure it out year in and year out and stay competitive. And when they have no money, they have no stadium. I guarantee you, if Nashville wasn't building the stadium for the Titans right now, which is under construction, they would be going hard after the Tampa Bay Rays because they want baseball in Nashville. But is there any city, Vinny, in 2025 that can build two stadiums at once? Probably not.
No.
You know?
No.
So I guess the Rays stay put. I don't know. But they talk about the heat and humidity down there playing outside. You know, it's a unique season in that you got two teams playing regular games in minor league stadiums.
Yeah.
The Yankees and the A's.
The Rays.
You know, the Rays, I meant. They're playing
they're
in the Yankees.
Yankee Stadium. Yeah.
But, you know, you look at the standings, speaking of the A's, and it just says Athletics. It doesn't say Sacramento. It doesn't say Oakland. It just says Athletics. What the hell kind of bad deal did Sacramento make? You know?
Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, when you talk to people, I've talked to people about how they think baseball do in Vegas. They just don't know if there's a, you know, because you got the Raiders who you got a national following.
Absolutely.
You know, and then
you got the novelty of the hockey team.
The hockey team, mm-hmm. They started out, everybody loves the hockey team there.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen with the A's?
See, that's 81 dates. And when you move a team, you're going into a city presumably that didn't have a team before. That's 81 dates you got to sell. That's an awful lot.
Who was I talking to? I was just talking to somebody because they were in Vegas and they went to a hockey game when they were expansion.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd never been to a hockey game before. And he went and it was so exciting and so thrilling. And you know, the show they put on. Oh, season tickets. And that's what the locals, that's their team.
Vegas also is one of those hot cities where you got a lot of people that move from cold cities. Like all the Florida teams, you know, they do well at the gate. And I got a feeling that Vegas has something like that going on, too. Maybe not as many, but it's certainly going on.
Yeah. I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
It is.
You know, with the A's.
It's just been a rocky, rocky, rocky thing from the beginning. When they were in Philadelphia, nobody went to their games. Then they moved to Kansas City. They have Charlie Finley as the owner. Yeah. People hate him, you know. So then they lose two teams, you know. They're the only franchise to move four teams in Major League history. Only franchise to play in four cities. Only one. And when you think about that, how many teams move in baseball, it's amazing. Let's go to the phones here. Cliff in White Marsh, what's going on?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Start out, Vinny. Congratulations in order for Charlie.
Yes.
You know, I went up and saw him play football a couple times when he went up to John Carroll to play and all. And that's just a great, great accomplishment for the whole family. I really mean that. You know, hockey is such – I grew up playing roller hockey because we had no venues. But that is my favorite sport. And, you know, Bruce, when Shula was here – he'd go down to the Clipper games, and I knew exactly where he was going to sit. And he was at a lot of Baltimore Clipper games.
How about that?
Big hockey fan. Yep. But real quick, Vinny, about the Ravens, you were referencing the interior of our line with Matavike, you know, and Jones. You know, if you can pick up 12 to 15 sacks up the middle like that, and you know Hamilton's going to get a couple.
Yep.
And
so you know who else is too? Marlon Humphrey is a natural pass rusher.
Oh, yeah.
He really is.
Yep. And I think they're going to be blitzing a lot because I think they're going to be bringing Roquan more because he struggled in pass coverage. So I think they'll bring him more, you know, because they'll have, you know, what they'll do is they'll put Hamilton in the slot and stuff, you know, and they'll have Marlon inside. They'll bring one of them and then bring one of the and then bring Roquan up the middle. I don't know that Simpson will be on the field as much.
Right. I think Marlon's going to have a career year. As soon as they drafted Starks, that was the first thought that came to my mind. They can really use Marlon in a more effective way now.
Well, I don't know what you guys think, but me and Bob both predicted that Malachi Starks will lead the team in interceptions. And I said he'll have 6+.
Wow. But anyway, the final point, you know, the third-round draft pick from Penn State, when I watched his film... When I watched his film coming out, the very first thing I really look past measurables and all that is can they find the football? And he showed me, even in a couple of situations with the Ravens, he batted the ball down. He can find the ball. I think he's a good football player, and I think he's going to really step it up with the coaching staff that we have, especially his pass rush moves. And I got a feeling he's in. And Ojabo's out, Vinny. And you know me, I was high on Ojabo.
Me too.
But he's too stiff and he's one-dimensional.
Yep.
And I don't think he's going to make it. Thanks for taking my call.
Right, thank
congratulations.
You.
Thank you.
Ojabo, I'm glad he brought that up. There were a lot of high hopes on Ojabo. You know, he was considered a first-round pick in the second round. Unfortunately, he had a...
I loved him. He was one-year wonder at Michigan. And I thought he had more natural moves than Hutchinson did at Michigan. And then, I don't know, ever since the injuries or whatever, he just doesn't bend, And he stands up. And then he starts painting by the numbers. Instead of natural fluid, he's not. Whereas, you see, Mike Green is the most natural fluid rusher they have out there.
I haven't seen you since the draft. And I don't know if you know this, but Mike Green went to the same high school as Lawrence Taylor.
Oh, yeah?
Lafayette High School in Williamsburg. I don't know if that means anything, but there you go. Good piece of trivia on Mike Green. 410-583-1057 is the number. Coming up next, we're going to talk with Brian DiArdo from CBS Sports. We're going to talk some NFL with him. Stick around. Vinny and Haney show continue.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Joining us now from CBS Sports, Brian DiArdo covers the NFL. Brian, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. You know, there's worse things to be called than Vinny Testaverde, though, I must say.
Hey,
I
mean,
that's not the worst gaffe you could make.
We're sitting here in Baltimore. That season he had a 96. Nobody talks about it. But, man, every game that season was 41-38. He had 2,000-yard receivers here, you know, yet he's the forgotten man. It's weird, isn't it?
It is, and I do believe, what was Bam Morris the running back then, and that was Ray Lewis's rookie season? I mean, that's been almost 30 years ago.
Actually, this is their 30th season. They're marketing it that way. But Michael Jackson and Derek Alexander were the two receivers.
Wow, there we go.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow.
Hey, I wanted to talk to you, though, first. I'm looking at all these offseason things, and then I see this sportsbook website says the Ravens are the favorite to win the Super Bowl. Among national writers like yourself, is that a common sentiment right now?
That's a great question, and it is always good to be on with you guys. Great question. I don't think that's the common sentiment. I think they're still in the conversation for sure. I think if you had to say, hey, what are five teams that can win it all, they're always going to be in that conversation, absolutely, as long as you've got Lamar Jackson and you've got – and I think – I don't know I don't know how Baltimore fans feel about John Harbaugh. Like, I remember seven years ago, I think he was kind of under some scrutiny and right before his contract extension. But I think that he's done a great job as coach. And so I think when you've got him as your coach and you've got Lamar Jackson, then I think that you're always going to be in that conversation. But I think the Chiefs are still obviously right at the forefront and obviously the Eagles, the defending champions, because, you know, you look at their roster, it doesn't they've suffered no setbacks. They've basically retained everybody. They've had a draft that's come through. You know, Saquon Barkley has another year in that system. Jalen Hurts, you would assume he's just going to continue to ascend. But now you're asking me, I think Baltimore would be my pick. They were my pick a year ago, and I was almost proven right. And again, I still think they are the best team in the AFC. I just think, as your listeners, I'm sure, know, it's just kind of self-inflicted wounds just seem to always be the thing that holds Baltimore back. I mean, and you know what, the Mark Andrews drop. People forget that Lamar Jackson had two turnovers earlier in that game. I believe Derrick Henry may have had a fumble or not in that game. So, you know, to me, you know, my big question with Baltimore is just that. I mean, and I think, too, is that defense good enough to dominate and win games when the offense struggles, right? And I think that's always been the key. We know they're not the 2000 Ravens. Nobody is. That was an amazing defense. But I'd like to see that defense maybe take another step and maybe win some games for that offense when they're not clicking on all cylinders. But, you know, to sum it up, though, yeah, I think they're always going to be in the conversation, but I still think the Chiefs and the Eagles are still kind of above them as far as the pecking order for teams that could win it.
Now, Brian, talk to me about the AFC North. I mean, we saw, you know, Pittsburgh add some things, you know, quarterback. They've gotten older is what they've done, you know. And in Cleveland, they don't have a quarterback, and Cincinnati doesn't have a defense. What do you think of the North?
I think it's Baltimore's to lose, and I still think – I think three teams will come out of that division. And you know, as far as making the playoffs, I think, you know, Cleveland is the cellar dwellers once again. I mean, they gave Myles Garrett was going to leave, and then all of a sudden, a nice new contract. I want to be a Cleveland Brown. So funny how that works. And, you know, I don't think Cleveland will be as bad as they were last year, but I still think they're in the cellar. I think it's going to be interesting to see who gets second between Cincinnati and Pittsburgh, because I think, you know, the Bengals obviously re-signed T. Higgins. That seems like years ago they did that. And the Ja'Marr Chase. But they've got the Trey Hendrickson holdout situation. Shamar Stewart, their first-round pick. You know, they're squabbling over their contract situations. And that defense, I know they changed coordinators. They went to Al Golden, formerly of he's been everywhere, but most recently of Notre Dame. They didn't do anything to fix that defense. Other than that, it's the same defense, which was awful last year. So, you know, to me, I think Pittsburgh at this point is better, you know, than Cincinnati. But I think for Baltimore, again, it's their division to lose. But to me, they need to get that number one seed. I think they get that number one seed, yep, which I believe they had a few years ago.
They had
Kansas City come to their house. That, to me, is the key. So to me, it's not really a question of whether or not you're going to win the North. It's more how much damage are those North teams going to inflict upon your quest to get the number one seed? I think, you know, you got to be at least 4-2 in that division, at least. They're capable of going 6-0. They're capable of going 5-1, absolutely. You don't. I think 4-2 would be the last, is probably the floor as far as what you want in that division. Because like I said, you know, I think, what was it, 2021? I think they changed it now where only one team gets that bye.
Yeah.
They need to get that bye. They get that bye. They keep Lamar healthy. They're not going to Buffalo in the divisional round or anywhere else. I think that's going to be key for them. But no, I think right now, if I had to do the pecking order, I'm going Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Cleveland.
Well, my out-of-town friends, I always remind them of this, the schedule. This year's schedule, they play Buffalo, Detroit, and Kansas City before they even get to October. It ain't going to be easy for the Ravens.
No, it's not. That's for them. It's going to be, like you said, it's going to be paramount to getting off to those fast starts. But I think that's where the continuity, I think, for them is so important. I mean, they really haven't done a lot as far as, you know, a lot of turnover as far as that offense. Like the Steelers, for example, that's going to be tough for them. I mean, I'm not looking at their schedule right now, but you've got a new quarterback that wasn't at spring practices. Aaron Rodgers didn't even take any snaps in minicamp. So when he goes to training camp, that'll be the first time he's legit taking reps with that offense. So I don't necessarily love that. But again, I think the Ravens are going to be okay as far as the early schedule. But also, too, I'd rather play Buffalo early in the season when they're still figuring things out. You'd rather play them now. Especially where the game is. I don't want to go to Buffalo once the weather gets cold. Well, I really don't want to go there at any point, but especially when it gets cold. But, you know, I just think that they're built for early success. Again, they run the football. They have good defense. They've got that continuity. So, no, I think as long as there's no, you know, crazy injuries during training camp, I think Baltimore is going to be okay during that early skid.
Is the AFC South the worst division in football?
Oh, it's bad. I'm trying to think of what division could be worse. You know what? I think the NFC West isn't as good, obviously, as it used to be. I mean, obviously, I think the Niners have taken some step backs.
Right.
I think the Rams are going to be all right.
I do, and actually, I'm waiting. I'm sitting there waiting for the Cardinals to turn it around. I really am. I think the NFC South is pretty bad. I don't think they're very good. I mean, Tampa wins it every year, but it's almost by default because the rest of that division is not very good.
Atlanta's going to be better.
I think they'll be better, but I'm not sold on Penix just yet. I think that's why they're smart to keep Cousins, and I don't blame the Falcons for saying, hey, we're not just going to give up Kirk Cousins. We're not going to sell him like an 88 Buick. You know, you're gonna have to pay some decent money here because I'm not sold on him. And you absolutely want. I think maybe Terry Bradshaw told me this once. Maybe at this point in the NFL, the most important position might be the backup quarterback, given how invaluable the quarterback position. And you guys know it. You know, this is what 2 years in a row you had Tyler Huntley finishing the year for you guys. So. You know, I think that the South is a bad division. It's probably still the worst division, but I think the NFC South is still giving it a run for its money. Even though I do think they're more on the come up, I think that division's getting better with Carolina. You know what we saw with Bryce Young near the end of last year. So yeah, I still think though that is the worst division in the league.
One last question: can anybody finish second in the AFC East? We know Buffalo's there.
I don't know. It's almost like every team's trying to give it up.
It really seems that way, doesn't it?
It does. I don't want to drink the Mike Vrabel Kool-Aid, but I'm not against New England. Like, if you wanted to convince me they could finish second, I mean, I think Miami with Tua, I would still probably pick them just because of all the talent that they still have on the offensive side of the ball. But I will say, I think if we're talking coaches that are you know, under the hot seat or on the hot seat, I think Mike McDaniel's got to be right near the top of that. They haven't won. I think the last time they won a playoff game, I was in high school. I think that was a very long time ago. I'm now balding. So, no, it's been a long time. They need to get a playoff win. And I think that, yeah, but no, like I said, you could twist my arm and maybe convince me that New England's there. I just don't think they have the offensive personnel, but again, that's why I think three teams will make it out of the North, just because I just think there's more parity, and I think the AFC is a little weaker than it's been in recent years, which is another reason why I think Baltimore, you know, has an easy path to the playoffs. But again, for them, it's all about getting that number one seed so you can control your own destiny in the postseason.
Hey, Brian, do you think that when are we going to get these 32nd round picks signed?
I don't know. I mean, you would think before training camp. I never understood this.
Who caves?
I think the 32nd round pick caves. He doesn't have any leverage, so I think that that's going to prevail in the end. So we'll see. Last time I was on your show, I said that Justin Tucker would be the Ravens kicker week one. Then I think an hour later, they released him. So, you know, I got to get a little bit better here with my predictions. So let's see if I'm right this time. Let's see if I get that batting average up here.
Oh, dear. You talk about that 32nd pick before we let you go. It's a great Ted Marchibroda story when he was the head coach of the Ravens right back in the earliest days. They drafted Peter Boulware out of Florida State, number one, and he held out. And they opened training camp, and he wasn't on the field. And somebody asked Ted, they said, do you expect him to be booed by the fans for this? And Ted said, yeah, I really do, until he gets that first sack.
Exactly.
And that's pretty much the way it went.
Cheers all.
Yeah, I miss Ted. He was a really good man. And I tell you something.
I think he should be in the Hall of Fame, if you're asking me, but
really,
I don't have a vote.
He's really overlooked in this whole Ravens thing. You know, he's like the forgotten man, because Billick had such a big personality, and then John came in and won so much. But the foundation was laid by Ted Marchibroda, and I enjoyed being around him. I really did.
One Hail Mary away from the Super Bowl. People forget that, too, with John Harbaugh as his quarterback.
Well, that's not even the most amazing thing. Jim Harbaugh.
Right, Jim, right.
That's
right.
Not even the most amazing thing. Ted Marchibroda is the quarterback the Steelers kept when they cut Unitas.
Wow.
And we used to kid Ted about that all the time, and he would always say the same thing, and it was one of the great answers I ever heard. He says, well, that tells you all you need to know about the Pittsburgh Steelers in the 1950s.
Very, very true. That's a good point.
Brian DiArdo, thanks for your time.
Thanks, it was a lot of fun, Brian.
Anytime, guys. Thank you.
All right. See you later. There he goes. Brian DiArdo. Coming up, we're going to wrap this thing up with a fun house. That's next.
Quick Draws Fun House.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
A lot of thoughts on baseball here. We'll start in the AL East, the Blue Jays. They're on fire right now, but a texter here, not convinced. Says the Blue Jays are showing more fight than I thought they would. Question is, are they peaking too soon? Yankees aren't going down without some deadline moves. Plus, Toronto has shown that they always crumble late. Plus, if they actually do get to the postseason, I still don't have much confidence in them being a real contender.
Okay. Is that addressed to me?
It's for the show, for anyone that wants to bite.
Toronto has a history of swooning, and they do, and they're going to cool off. And then the question then becomes if they can come back from the cool-off period. But you're right, the Yankees are struggling now, but the Yankees are too good to keep playing this bad. If Toronto has ideas of winning the AL East, they're just going to have to keep the hammer down the whole way.
More on the deadline here, Orioles related. This texter says, what's stopping the Orioles from using this deadline to buy, not necessarily to compete for the playoffs this year, but to get a jump on free agency? If a pitcher with at least another year on his contract is on the market, why wait? Just go get him now.
Because he's going to cost too much money. Because there'll be too many teams that are in the playoff hunt that are going to give up a lot more. So, I mean, that's an easy one.
Right. And think about what Corbin Burns got, the return that he fetched from the Orioles. You know, when that trade went down, he still had the full year left. But that came in, what, January, February, that deal went down?
Yeah.
So had that been done at the deadline prior, well, he still only has, what, an additional month on his contract. It's not that much extra time. But I'd imagine the return would have been at least two times as great.
Oh, no doubt.
You'd think so, yeah.
Let's see. This one here on Basayo. Why is he not up yet? Texter says, well, just hasn't caught enough in the minors since coming back from that injury. Played a good bit of first, and he's DH'd a lot. His bat is good, but just not as much experience a catcher. I think the O's need him to catch 5 days a week before they feel comfortable elevating him to the majors.
We touched upon that earlier. It's not just, you know, he's hitting the ball well. He's got great power. He hits 480-foot home runs, but more than half of that job is handling a major league pitching staff, and he hasn't shown at all that he can do that, and he's really not handled that many minor league pitchers. I'm not comfortable with that yet.
And we'll get one for the road here. Last text of the day says, my simple take, Elias needs to go immediately. The new GM needs to clear things out, clear out the old used-to-bes and the wannabes, spend the rest of this season evaluating what young talent is actually for real, And please, can we get some real hitting coaches here that actually teach something other than just swing hard?
I think the things that are going to change, I think Elias has too much control, you know, because he hires the coaches, sets the batting order, does all that stuff. And he's going to be evaluated. If I'm the owner, I'm evaluating him heavily at the trade deadline.
And you got an owner with one more year of experience under his belt. I'm telling you, when Hyde went, the reason Elias didn't go is because the owner hadn't been around long enough. Didn't feel confident. That's just my opinion, but I don't think I'm wrong.
And to the texter's point, don't know how much of that will come true, but I can guarantee that there will be changes to the coaching staff.
Oh.
There would have been changes no matter what. If Brandon Hyde was still here, they'd be making changes. I mean, they...
Well, they got rid of all their veteran experience, which was the dumbest thing in the world.
It's musical chairs.
Especially with a young team. You know, you need veterans around, whether they be coaches or players, and it's just...
They hosed Hyde.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, they set him up to fail.
And fail he did. Well, that's it. We're out of here. Vinny, I always enjoy coming sitting in for Bob.
It was a quick 4 hours.
That's good. If it's quick, then it's good. Bob will be back tomorrow. And Nolan, great job. Thanks for your hospitality. Thanks for getting me ready. So we're out of here. Stay tuned for Jason Lockenfora and Tim Barbalays. Ken Wyman, he's down in St. Lucia.
Honeymoon.
Not bad. I'll be back on Saturday at noon. See you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.